We're in Detroit at the MGM, and we're at the Tap Sports Bar inside the MGM. We're in Detroit, and say good morning to Bunny DeBarge.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Bunny DeBarge. The DeBarge family is from Detroit, but grew up in Grand Rapids.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I was just in Grand Rapids.
I know. Everybody told me, Tom Joyner was here. Why aren't you here for that?
Yeah, Bunny left Grand Rapids, came to Detroit. She's the lone female sibling of the group DeBarge. Every guy I know in the 80s had a crush on Bunny DeBarge.
Well, let me correct you. I am back and forth from Grand Rapids to Detroit. All those Grand Rapids people out there, what? She left Grand Rapids. No, I'm going back and forth from Detroit doing work here and going back, actually, after the weekend to do some more work in Grand Rapids.
What kind of work are you doing in Grand
Rapids? Studio.
In the studio?
That's right.
You're recording. What kind of music?
Gospel.
You're doing gospel.
Inspirational music, mm-hmm. Actually. I don't like to call myself a gospel singer. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not. You know, that's not me. But an inspirational singer.
And your single is God is Good?
That's right.
All right. Let's hear it.
You are my strength. I have confidence.
God is good.
Yeah.
So, Bunny, what's your testimony?
Oh, wow. Coming up from a very abusive childhood, went to Motown. At that time, it was time to do drugs. And back in the day, got off into drugs as the group broke up with Motown. Got more into drugs. Had breast cancer. Got more into drugs. And I went to many rehabs, Tom, and actually a lot of people have seen me on the Dr. Drew show, me mm-hmm. with my family. It's been 4 years now. I've been off drugs, and I thank God for that. Yeah, it took me renewing my mind, actually, because I was raised in church.
Yeah.
And actually had to come from the church, get all by myself, and really know God for myself, not for my parents.
Can I just talk about your book, mm-hmm. The Kept Ones? And like Jay said, I got it last night and okay. was able to
so damn
read
sick.
Some of it
a book
last
a night.
Night.
Who does that?
But the thing that got me, Bunny, is that you said we were singing songs we wrote for the Lord and turned them into love songs for the world.
That's right.
I believe we were cursed because of that. The drugs helped to cover our pain and we hid behind it. That's powerful.
Yeah, but you really think God cursed you with the talent that he gave
well,
you?
Well, yeah. Coming up in church back then, we didn't wear makeup. Coming from the Pentecostal church, we didn't uh-huh. wear makeup. We couldn't wear pants. We couldn't go to the movies. And we couldn't listen to the radio. And so at that time, it was... you know, that was secular music was a sin.
No.
So actually, we tried to do something in the gospel field, but they didn't know where to place our sound.
Oh,
so,
you started out as a gospel
oh,
group?
Oh, yeah. We started out in church, you know, as little children.
What was the group called then?
The DeBarge Children.
The DeBarge Children.
Oh, wow.
And it was the first five of us. Elle uh-huh. wasn't included in the group until later on when Bobby went and was with Switch. And after we were accepted by in the gospel field, we said we were going out to California. Our brothers were out there, and we were going to go out there and we were introduced to Jermaine and Hazel, and the rest is history.
That would be Jermaine Jackson and his wife
that's
at the time,
right.
Hazel
that's
Gordy.
Right. Yeah.
So drugs has been a major issue with the DeBarge family.
Yes, it has.
And how is everyone doing?
I want to say they're doing okay. No news is good news. Actually, I've been so much into me and what I'm doing. Mm. I had to separate myself from my family. A lot of dysfunctional
entirely?
Things.
Yeah.
Well, not entirely, no. Okay. I couldn't do that. I
right.
love my family. But just to get
how
myself
brothers,
together, it's like, you know.
How many brothers and sisters?
There is 8 boys. 1 deceased. Bobby is deceased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have a sister, and then I have half sisters also that live here in Detroit.
So, but as Tom was saying, the drugs thing was so pervasive throughout the family.
Yes, it was. Like I said, coming from an abusive childhood, never dealing with what had happened to us, pretending that everything was okay, mm-hmm. getting up in the church, not dealing with things. And I think that maybe I don't want to, you know. Well, let's say I'm the first one to really deal with the things that. You know, the pain of my past, and that was in writing my book.
And so the book is called The Kept Ones, mm-hmm. The Beginning Years by Bunny DeBarge, and this is the first of many?
of a three-book series.
Okay. Mm. And the second is?
The Fame and the Drug Problems. And yeah.
And that's coming out?
That's coming out at the end of August.
And you're developing a feature film called Rhythm of the Night?
Yes, tentatively.
Tentatively. And so that is the story of, that's the movie version of the family story.
Oh.
Yes.
And we've seen Unsung.
Uh-huh.
I saw Unsung. That came out, a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, that
and
was...
And a talk show?
Yes, yes. I do a lot of, on Facebook, Walking It Out with Bunny DeBarge, and I just talk about how I've gotten up and how it's a process and how I walk it out every day. And it has been so helpful. A lot of people come to my inbox saying how I've inspired them. So we want to do a show with that.
In the 80s, all the guys that had a crush on you. Back in the day, tell us one story about a guy.
A crazy guy.
Because I know some crazy guys that might have done some crazy things to get to you. Tell us one story about a crazy guy who had a crush on you back in the 80s.
Wow. Okay. There's a lot of them, like you said. I think what they start off is, I'm very friendly, so they start out just saying, calling me baby all the time. My baby. You know. But,
was there ever one that made that move that was just so off the
radar? Well, they kept me kind of sheltered. My brothers kept me sheltered. They didn't want nobody messing with their sister, okay? But I remember, I can say this, the first time we went on promotional tour and we were in St. Louis. Uh-huh. And everybody was sense, out there. I think the girls are more crazy than the guys, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But I did have my fans. But the security, I guess, wasn't that good. And before we knew it, we were kind of like singing and pantomizing. We were, you know, we were singing with you the music. And I think we stopped and did some a cappella. And then next thing I know, they had just came up on stage. And security was trying to get us out of there. And all I could hear was, snatch her hair, get an earring.
Wow.
You know, so that kind of scared me. And we were all like, you know, okay, is this it?
Wow.
Bunny DeBarge. Give Bunny DeBarge a hand, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Here in Detroit. Huggy next.